This is AJ Fredrickson sitting down with head coach of the SCSU softball team, Paula Uren. Coach, it's been a long summer. We're kind of getting back into the swing of things, and you guys have a pretty busy, about a month and a half here coming up. First off, how great is it to be back on the campus of St. Cloud?
Yeah, there's a lot of good energy here on campus. You know, that opening weekend, it's a fun time to be back on school. The weather's been great. Now we're a couple weeks in. I think we're actually starting week four here coming up. So the players are getting into their routines, but there's still really good energy here as we're in the month of September.
And with that energy, you guys have already started practice about a week under your belt already, kind of shaking off the rust, and you guys actually had an exhibition game this past weekend when you took on the Minnesota Moose Club. It's an under-18 team it's a club team that you guys had an exhibition game against. What did you see out of your team that you were really impressed by, you know, this early in the year?
Yeah, so we began practice the week after school started. So we had a week of individuals, which is a good chance to just kind of touch base with the players, check in, see how their summer went. And we were off to a great start, so we actually moved up our team practice a couple days early. And so we're on about four team practices. Things are great coming out, good tempo. Players are working hard. There's a lot of spots to earn. We graduated seven players last year, so I know that the returners are setting a good pace and a good example for the underclassmen. So for us, we had a chance to play an 18-under team, and so we went out and just trying to get to know each other, you know, just who's where and what we're doing. So for us, it was a good experience just to have a chance to play together.
And you will kind of continue that playing together opportunity this coming weekend. Saturday, you're actually heading to South Dakota State University to take on a pretty solid program out there. How do you guys think you'll fare? Is this more of a learning experience, or are you guys looking at this as like, it's pretty competitive, we want to pick up a big win?
Yeah, and we visited about that after we finished on Sunday. You know, we did what we expected to do. You know, we wanted to come out and just get some at-bats against someone besides ourselves early on. But, our expectation was to perform at a high level. And we talked about making the transition to this weekend, playing a team from the Summit League. They're coached by Krista Wood, who's an outstanding coach. We were lucky to have her here as a graduate assistant. So I know that she's going to have her club prepared, even though it's early in the year. It's competitive. You know, it's kind of bragging rights for us throughout the year. And even though we don't really keep score, you know, we kind of keep an idea of how many runs went across that board or who was able to execute that play. So we've done this the last couple years. We've gone out. They take good care of us. And for our team, you know, we'll move some more people around. So I think it's a good opportunity just to get on the road, practice traveling as a team. You know, it's a lot different when you play at home than when you got to get on that bus for 3-4 hours and play a game and then head back home. So we wanted to try and do that as much as we could this fall to get ready for our spring season. So it's fun. It's a good chance to get out there, you know, and then they always have a big tailgate party and they've got a football game afterwards. So we try and clear up before all that happens, but it's a good atmosphere.
And then you mentioned how important it is to, you know, travel as a team, kind of get that chemistry down. You guys are actually going to also later in the month be on the road heading down, a shorter drive, but heading down to the U of M to take on the University of Minnesota, a team that last year in Division I played phenomenal softball throughout the year, made a pretty good bid in the national tournament, fell a little bit short. But you coaching at SCSU, especially going up against U of M because you have that kind of connection there with the head coach you used to, your first recruit actually, that you talked about before we actually started the interview. But what does that mean to you to see somebody that you coached on that kind of a stage, and then also for your team to play against a Division I program as big as the U?
Yeah, you know, first of all, University of Minnesota has definitely turned around their program under Coach Alistair. Was there for 7-8 years. She did an outstanding job of growing softball in the state of Minnesota. So, you know, we were able to get in there and get some games scheduled over the last 6 years with the U of M. And it is a fun atmosphere. We have parents coming out. We have grandma and grandpa. And we fill the stadium. So for our players to have that opportunity to see all their friends and family play with them, it's a great ball field. And we look forward to it every year. I know the players get excited when they see it on the calendar. So we're very happy that we were able to continue that tradition this year. You know, I couldn't be more proud of Jamie Traxel for taking over that position. You know, when the opening occurred, you know, that was actually one of the top candidates. So for her to position herself like that as a coach, I was just so excited for that. And I know she's going to work extremely hard with the Minnesota softball as well, too. So, you know, a little bit of excitement coming back. And we faced Jamie several times when she was up at North Dakota State. We did kind of the same thing in an exhibition. So, you know, again, she's very disciplined. She's going to have her team well prepared. And, you know, she's going to be a little bit new there too. But, you know, for us, it's going to be a fun experience playing a team that finished in the top. You know, I think they're number one in the country at one point. So if that doesn't fire up, I don't know what else will. So so for that, we just want to go out and you know, have the opportunity to compete on that big stage.
And then after that high intensity, you know, high level of competition, kind of scale back a little bit. We have your alumni game that's coming up on the 30th of this month. And before we touch on how good it is to see familiar faces, I want to touch on another alumni of the softball program. It's Carissa Hone-Junker. She's going to be inducted into the SCSU Athletics Hall of Fame on the 23rd of this month. You coached her. I mean, obviously she deserves it, but what can you say about her character and just how well she affected the legacy of SCSU athletics here at the university?
Sure. Carissa Hohen, and she is one of the best players that has ever, you know, put on a Husky uniform and, you know, much deserving for this honor. I mean, I was very blessed as a young coach to have Carissa as my ace of the pitching staff. And at that time, you only had one or two pitchers, and Carissa threw you know, just about every day I put her in that lineup. So there wasn't too many games that she would even let me take her out of the lineup. She would be like, I'm not pitching today. So we didn't do that too much, you know, and it was just fun to watch her compete on the field. And said it made my job easy. The defense didn't have too many balls that were going into play because she was striking about, you know, 16 to 19 batters a game. You know, every now and then she would share a ball to the infield, but phenomenal player, great family. You know, her parents were always at the game. So, you know, 4 years of being a part of their family and seeing her get here and now having the chance next weekend to have her family back for the event. And her daughter is 16 and competes with the Minnesota Moose and pitches as well, too. So, you know, it's, again, a good family atmosphere. And I'm just excited to see this opportunity come forward for her. And she's going to represent our program well.
Going back to the alumni game, it's a kind of a busy day that you guys are going to have on the 30th. You have that alumni game. You're going to see some familiar faces. Then later that night, you're actually going to have a spaghetti dinner fundraiser for your program. Tell us a little bit about both, and especially for the spaghetti dinner fundraiser, how people can kind of get involved, get their tickets if they want to come out and support the softball program here at SCSU.
Sure. We're going from two Division I teams down to our famous alumni game. So we always talk about, you know, with our team, we still want to come out and compete, but it is a fun event. You know, I don't really coach that much that day. I try and put my graduate assistants in a good opportunity to practice. You know, the alumni come out, and they've won a couple the last couple years with Carissa Hohen on the mound, right? So the alumni get excited when Carissa's back to pitch, and I warned my team, like, Chris is going to strike you out. So, you know, we practice, but she just is so crafty on the mound. So it's fun, and it's fun watching, you know, players like Michaela Hogan has been coming back, Jackie Dooley, Marie Emholt. I mean, there's just a whole list of players that come back for the event. And then they all take a little break, and then we head down to Howie's Sports Bar and Grill for our annual spaghetti feed. So $10 a ticket. Spanky makes a great plate of spaghetti, and you get a breadstick and a salad with it. But we also have a raffle going on, silent auction. So we pack the place. There's also Husky hockey that night. So, you know, you can go from one, you just keep taking one activity in after the other. So any ticket can be purchased by just giving the St. Cloud State Softball Office a call, or, you know, sending us an email at softball@stcloudstate.edu. Otherwise, if you see a Husky player or coach around, just say, hey, looking for that spaghetti feed ticket. And if we don't catch you before that, you can always show up at the door of the day of the event and walk on in. So, you know, put it on your calendar, September 30th. We run from 4:30 until 7 p.m. And it's a blast, and lots of current and former Husky players come down to the event.
That day, full of energy, really, really good stuff the whole day. But the energy in the locker room this year is going to be a little different. You guys lost, I think it was 9 players from last season. 7 were seniors, 2 were sophomores that just finished their schooling in Jaden Lund and Sam Botcher. Now you're going to call on a lot of people to kind of step up, along with some of the familiar faces, or the new faces, I should say, are going to have to come in and really take a big role early in their collegiate career. What have you – I know we've only had a week of practice, but who are you seeing that you think could step up as a veteran presence, and who do you think is going to be a big impact player for some of the new faces this year?
Sure. I think every program is driven by its leadership at the top, you know, and for us, we've been fortunate the last couple of years to have a larger group of seniors. This year, we have a fantastic senior, Libby Bingham. She's been with the program for 5 years. She's an education major, so she's kind of balancing life as the student teaching and then coming out to practice. But when she's there, she works very hard. She's a great example for the younger role models of being a balanced student athlete. So I see Libby stepping into that leadership role. I've been really impressed with how she's, you know, kind of taking the young ones under her wing as much as she can be there. And then it goes down to our juniors. You know, Morgan Emmons has been a big impact player for us, and now she'll move into the catching role with Alyssa Coletto graduating. So it's a great role for Mo. If you've ever met her, she's full of energy. She's easygoing, just has a natural leadership style. Kate Kopech has been a part of our pitching staff. She really came into her position and role last year, splitting time with Megan Hedstrom on the mound. And this year, she's our ace of the staff, and she wants that role. She's worked really hard for it. So we anticipate that, you know, she'll be the ace of the pitching staff and lead our freshman pitchers through competition for the field. And then we have a transfer, Brady Yost, who will be joining us. She had an outstanding career at Iowa Community College. So she's still kind of learning the ropes. But we also have Cassie Francescone that will be joining us. So she's a sophomore eligibility-wise, but really a junior, and she'll step up. We graduated 3 outfielders last year. And right now I just see her, you know, working her butt off every day in practice to be the leader in that outfield. And I've been so impressed with her composure and developing her leadership skills. So, you know, that's our upperclassmen, and certainly our underclassmen will, you know, continue to add to our team as well, too.
And Cassie, who was mentored by her older sister, who was a mainstay on the team for a while, right?
Correct. Yeah. Senna was, they played together for 1 year. And so, you know, it's great to have your sister on the team, but it's also hard to kind of be your own person. So, you know, I think Senna did a great job of helping out her freshman year. So since then, Cassie has, again, really taken roles. I've tried to put some more duties on top of her leadership tasks. And, you know, she's not the most outspoken person, but she has a very strong voice when she speaks, which is very similar to Rebecca Parps, who was an outfielder for us. Abby Bunnell, they kind of had the same idea. They weren't too loud, but yet they worked their butts off at practice and, did a good job both on and off the field. So, you know, and then we have a couple good sophomores, Anna Roth, Alexis Jacobs, Maya Keating, who played a ton last year. I think she started every single game. I think that those were probably our best sophomores that we had, and I hope not to forget anybody. Caitlin Jordan, competed for time behind Alyssa Coletto, but AC was pretty tough to beat out. So we have a good sophomore class that also has done a good job with the freshmen as well.
And before I let you go here, you kind of have October 19th, I want to say it is. You guys are hosting a clinic, MEA, which is – It's big for the program. You guys have had a lot of success in the past years. Do you want to give us a little information about that?
Sure. As the winter starts to roll in, it's a great time for the area players to continue to develop their skills. So we want to help with that. So we have started to set up some clinics. The first one that we have posted on the docket happens on over MEA, the fall break for the high schools. So it's October 19th. It's Thursday. It runs in the afternoon, basically from 1 to 5. And you can find that information right on our St. Cloud State softball webpage. We also have a Husky Softball Clinic webpage that you can head to and download the information. Otherwise, just contact the St. Cloud State Softball office, and we can send some more information. But we do pitching and catching and slapping and defensive work, and then also, you know, just a general softball skill session, strength and conditioning. So it's a blast. We've had, you know, over 100 participants the last couple of years. You know, we want the weather to be great because it's held at Selke Field. If we can't go outside, then we'll hold it in the field house here on the campus of St. Cloud State. So that'll be the start of our clinics, and then all future clinics will be posted shortly on our webpage.
All right, hey, thank you very much for your time today. For more SCSU softball coverage, make sure to go to kvsc.org and click on the sports tab at the top of the page for everything you might need when it comes to SCSU athletics.